is Free Talk Live, and we're launching at hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those all for on us at freetalklive.com. As we go back to the Muslim monarchist from California, you'd called a moment ago, and the last hour we didn't have much time, so I wanted to make sure we had a chance to get into this discussion here. And first, you told us you joined the Free State Project. Congratulations again on your decision there. How did, just as an aside, how did you feel after you joined? Did you feel like you'd done the right thing?
I felt like it was about time, to tell you the truth. I've been thinking about it for almost a year, and I finally realized, like I'm not married or anything, but I realized there's no way I want to raise children in this state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was either leave the country or move to New Hampshire, and I think New Hampshire will be better for me.
Sounds good. So you had called about a speeding ticket situation. You want to get into that with us? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's just that I like Sam's approach, and I'm not willing to do it because I'm not willing to drive, right?
And so you're talking about Sam from Texas. For our listeners that may not be aware, Sam is one of our listeners, and I would say friend of the show, who's living in Texas at this time. He is also a Free State Project member, so he'll be moving to New Hampshire at some point this year. But he's known for going into the courthouse with a video camera and insisting that his camera go with him everywhere he goes. And he's been kind of fighting traffic tickets by doing that. However, he hasn't actually successfully gotten them to throw out any of his tickets, and he has gone ahead and paid one of them. I'm sure we'll probably be hearing an update from Sam at some point. I think this month, I think he's got another trial coming up. I don't know when it is, but I know it's scheduled for the future. So he hasn't really gotten anything kicked out as a result of his tactics. So you were talking about doing something a little bit different?
Well, I don't have any fantasies about beating the ticket. I just want to waste as much time as they're taking from me. That's all. So, yeah, I guess I didn't mean property taxes. I was talking about the couch fiasco, where you write them a letter and mm-hmm. you expect them to answer before you'll comply with anything that they say.
Yes, I've actually written a letter like that, and I was going to go and serve it to the bureaucrats today. I just didn't have quite enough time for it, but I did go and get it notarized, and essentially, for those that don't know, the bureaucrats here in Keene, New Hampshire have been threatening me over a couch in my tenant's yard. I have a duplex. My tenants have a couch in their side of the yard, and it's been there as long as I can possibly remember. It doesn't offend the neighbors. Otherwise, they would have complained to my tenants about it, which they haven't done. So,
or you.
Or me. And so nobody has complained with the exception of the city bureaucrats, who now all of a sudden have taken an interest in this couch in the yard. They sent me a $100 ticket, which didn't even have my name on it. And then they sent me a letter, which did have my name on it, saying the ticket had now doubled and is now a $200 ticket, and they could bring court action against me, so they threatened to take me to court. And so I have written these people back and essentially told them, look, I'm happy to pay your – I conditionally accept – you're fine as long as you can prove to me my obligation to obey your statutes or obey your, whatever they call them, code, I guess, around here. Their restrictions, yeah. Their ordinances. That's what they call them, ordinances. So, yeah, I'd be happy to pay your fine just as long as you show me proof of obligation. That's basically where you come from on that. So you're thinking about trying that with the speeding ticket?
Yeah, now you said you got it notarized. Do you think that that's, like, necessary? Go and get the thing, like, notarized or send it, like, priority mail or something?
Well, some would suggest that notarization is important because it does show that the notary saw you sign the document and the notary attests to that on the piece of paper. It just makes things a little bit more official, and you are essentially trying to speak the government's language, and so they like, you know, that stuff speaks to them, basically. That's the idea there. And then as far as delivering the letter, some would suggest that you would want to get some sort of signature confirmation-based delivery, whether that means actually going through a private deliverer or using the postal services options. I'm not sure which one would be best, but clearly, sure. I mean, that's going to be a costly option. Luckily, here in Keene, New Hampshire, the town is so darn small, you can literally walk or bicycle over and hand it to them personally, which is what I like to do, because then, you know, they can't say they lost it in the mail or whatever happened, because I was there, I gave it to these bureaucrats.
But if you don't have that option, a certified letter.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
Before you go on, I'd like to caution you that Ian checked ahead of time to make sure that the government couldn't take his house over this couch and got confirmation of that. However...
Oh, I didn't get confirmation. That's just what the city manager told me. They could still... I mean, they might be able to take the house.
You took less of a risk. You did ask a question, and you got an answer in the affirmative that you were looking for. And, however, in your case, I can assure you that the bureaucrats can say that you haven't paid the fine and issue a warrant for you. Or, you know, if you drive without a license, you know, that
kind of
thing.
To be prepared to have your car stolen from you. You have to be prepared to spend time in jail. And this is one of the reasons why I highly recommend against doing stuff like this where you are. I mean, if you've joined the Free State Project, what's the point in putting up this? What's the point in going at this where you are? I understand that Sam wanted to do it so he could get the experience, and I could understand that as the excuse. But I ask you, Mr. Nonarchist, why now? Why not wait?
Well, they've made it impossible for me to pay. They were supposed to send me something in the mail that was like the fine associated with the ticket so I could respond by mail. That never came. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be able to pay on their website. That's what it says on the citation, but there's no record of my ticket on their website. So they basically made it so I had no method except going into court, even though they told me that I could pay these other ways.
So what you're hoping to do then is there a court date scheduled at this point?
Yeah. Which also happens to be a religious holiday, so I'm not willing to go.
Okay, well, then basically what you're trying to do is head off the court date by, for instance, sending them this letter that says, look, I got your ticket here, and I'd be happy to pay it as long as you show me my proof of obligation, you know, show me the signed contract which bears my signature and an agent of your organization and all the terms that are necessary, which, of course, they can't do. You didn't sign a contract like that. They can't show that to you. So there is the chance, there is the small chance that they might just say, oh, crap, we don't want to deal with this, and they'll just mark the ticket paid and move on. That's what they did with my $5 parking ticket, but I'm imagining the speeding ticket's probably for a little more than $5.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't told me.
Oh, so you don't even know what the amount is?
No, they haven't told me anything. It's not on their website. They didn't mail me anything. I've got nothing.
How did you find out about the court date?
It's on the citation that he issued me when he pulled me
over. Oh, wow. Huh. Yeah, I don't think it can really hurt that much to send that letter at him. And if you're planning on not going to court anyway, then you know that you're going to experience some unpleasant consequences from that. I mean, they could very well send cops to your house to force you to go to court. They could kick in your door, bang in your door, and take you to court. So you know that's a possibility, and you know you're putting it on the line. You know you're taking a risk. If you're willing to take those risks, then it could be an interesting experience for you.
You have a really great thing to fall back on, which is the whole it's a religious holiday. However, the problem is that you need to contact them beforehand, and rather than saying, you know, I refused to go because it's a religious holiday, and you didn't mention it to them. But,
well, that's another point of the letter.
Yeah, that's true.
Let us know what you end up deciding to do on this and how it all pans out. Will you do that?
Yeah, sure.
And Mr. Nonarchist, when are you planning on actually moving to the Free State? Or are these soon to be?
I'm the type of a person that just packs all his things in a car and drives. And so it's really going to come down to when I sell off enough of my stuff that it all fits in a car. So I imagine within the next year or two.
Fantastic. I would say have a garage sale and try to blow a bunch of it out the door as quickly as you possibly can. And I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck with your situation there. I hope it goes as smoothly as it possibly can, because it's unpredictable. You never know. I mean, it's like dealing with a rabid animal. You never know how these bureaucrats are going to react to something like this. They could very well just toss it off and say, screw this, we don't want to deal with it. But then again, it'll probably be the first time they've ever come across something like that, and they might just say, what the hell is this? Let's take this scumbag to court. And then... hurt him.
I don't think the bureaucrats find it quite amusing as the liberty people do.
I'm sure they don't find it amusing.
You know, to them, to some extent, it's also just because to them, it's just a job. And
yeah,
they don't
it's
like
annoying.
You, yeah, they don't want you to make
and,
a
an annoying person, I can tell you that, you know, when you talk to the average person, an annoying person is bad. That's how people think. Mm-hmm. The people are either fall into a good category or a bad category. They kill them off in their mind. This person is bad. They have annoyed me. They are a jerk.
Yep.
And they, you know, they can't think for a second that...
they annoyed me with the speeding ticket?
Well, maybe you guys are in the wrong. Maybe you work for an organization of people that hurt people.
Good point. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Still got that piece of mail, Mark. Hopefully we'll get to it. Calls are still rolling in. That's what the show's about, is what you want to discuss. So pick up the phone and become a part of this program. It is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
I don't believe that we'll be in a recession forever. But for now, all of us need to innovate our biz strategies to account for the current gloomy economic climate. Don't give up on your greenness. Adapt it to hard times. Here's a few ways I'm doing it. One, encourage telecommuting one day a week for your employees. It saves gas and eating out lunch. Two, replace three face-to-face meetings each month with carefully organized conference calls. Three, when shipping, stay strictly with ground shipping except in special circumstances. Ground shipping, we find, is much friendlier to the environment than airmail. Each one of these innovations saves the planet and saves the company money. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. The 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the bulletin board system. We got over about 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad Goes to Hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. And I spoke with the author, and he said that he's working on Chapter 7. He'd rather it be late than crappy, and he's been, you know, very busy very recently. So he's Chapter 7 is on the way.
All right, as we continue with your calls, Charles is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles. Charles, in New Mexico. Going once. Going.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I was listening to the non-archist.
Yes, sir.
And he seems upset at having to travel some distance to deal with this traffic fine.
Mm-hmm.
And a simple way to deal with it would be to just call him up at the court. Let his fingers do the walking and find out what the fine is and just send him a letter with the check.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying that's simple, but have you ever tried calling a bureaucracy before?
Well,
it's not always easy.
Well, once you can get to talk to a human, then just, you know, talk to him like a human. And I'll bet you'll find that they're easy to deal with, mainly because courts are mostly behind the times. They don't have a lot of high technology, and they have a lot of people just sitting there trying to do things with tools that don't work very well.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like what you're saying is impossible, because it certainly is possible that you could talk to a bureaucrat who was acting like a human on that particular day. I think especially in smaller towns and smaller population areas, the bureaucrats tend to be a little bit friendlier there because people know who they are, and so they do still have some level of personal reputation to uphold. Also, of course, if you're dealing with a younger bureaucrat, there's a good chance you could find one that's a little more helpful than average. But I think generally when you're dealing with bureaucracy, and especially if you're dealing with bureaucracy in a city situation or in a situation where you aren't living in that particular area, that geographical area, it can be very, very difficult to get a bureaucrat to even speak to you on the phone, number one. And number two, when they actually do pick up the phone to talk to you, to get them to be the right bureaucrat instead of a bureaucrat who's going to say, oh, I'm sorry, that's not my department. You should go talk to so-and-so. And then when you talk to so-and-so, you've got to talk to Mr. XYZ. And then when you talk to Mr. XYZ, you get put on infinite hold. And then they never call you back when you leave a message.
When it comes to paying a ticket, I understand. That's what if you want something from your bureaucracy, the situation you're talking about is more likely. If you want to know how much the fine is, they're going
to
be more helpful. I agree with the caller.
That's a good point. Okay,
All you're asking is look, I don't want to create trouble. All I want to know is what the fine is, and I'm stuck 2 hours away from you guys. I really would appreciate not having to come in there and pay the fine. The clerk is going to be nice to him, tell him how much to send and where to send it. I swear to you.
Okay. It's a good point. If you can get one on the phone and they're acting like a human being, then, yeah, I think that's a possibility. And as you say, because you're looking to pay them, they'll be a little bit more helpful than they might usually be. Good points, all. We'll see what the non-archist decides to do. Any other thoughts?
Well, he could play it the hard way. If he wants to send his registered letter, he could tell the court that he's received this citation. He wants to appear in court. He wants to plead not guilty, but he wants a continuance, and then just keep stringing them along.
That's a possibility, too.
It goes quite some time, but at some point or another, you'd have to pay, right?
Well, I don't know. If you string them along long enough, sometimes they'll offer you some deal to get out of it.
Possibly. I thank you, Charles, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I guess it depends on how much time you want to invest in this. I mean, how much time do you want to spend? Do you want to spend a bunch of time going at taking a
Honestly,
Sam approach?
Honestly, $100 it is worth less to me than writing back and forth six or seven times with a bureaucracy.
I don't think it's worthwhile in a place like California. I don't think it's worthwhile. I think it'd be much more worthwhile to just fly under the radar until you can get to New Hampshire, where you will be backed up by dozens of activists who are willing to come to your court trial or, you know, help you out in some way, shape, or form, whereas you're all alone in a place like California or wherever it is that you might happen to be. In most places, you're probably all alone. Maybe you're lucky and you have a real close group of people that's going to help you out. But
seems really
I didn't have that where I came from, I'll tell you that. Free. We continue here. 800-259-9231. Demetrius is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Demetrius.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to mention secession, and I know that you and Mark kind of advocated. I don't know about Nick.
Pretty much at this point, yeah.
Secession, absolutely. From the federal government, it seems like a sensible thing to do.
Now, I know, Ian, you'd be fine with personal secession. Mm-hmm. But do you remember what happened last time some states tried to secede from the union?
Sure,
well,
people died.
Yeah, we've heard of that, and there's and you've called on just the right night because this is Nick's specialty. some states fired on a federal United States fort when they seceded too. I'm not saying it wasn't in some way they were goaded into it, but. You know, shooting at a fort, not a good idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, largely you saw Union Army officers leave and head back home, and they would later form the Confederate Officer Corps. They were allowed to leave their units. I mean, the U.S. Army was not, trying to arrest the Southerners that were attempting to leave. Really, when it turned to violence was at Fort Sumter, because the Confederates fired on a federal fort. And at that point, people that were still in the Union felt that the Union had essentially been attacked. So I understand that when you start talking about secession, the Civil War kind of comes up for a lot of people. I
sure
think most people have that reaction that, well, if you try to leave the Union, you're all going to die. But to be quite honest with you, there have been decentralist moves in places. I believe the United Kingdom has opened up a lot in allowing sovereignty for like Scotland, for instance. There have been a lot of countries. The Soviet Union just kind of disintegrated when they had a financial collapse, and they were communists, and you saw relatively little bloodshed there. So I don't know that the U.S. Civil War is necessarily the best example to look at. It's a worst case scenario, but of course it seems unlikely to me that the federal government's going to roll tanks into a U.S. state.
It would be very, very likely if we decided, if New Hampshire decided to secede and used its local, if we in fact had a militia, but if they used its local militia to shoot at the IRS buildings, to gun down every one of the federal employees, to take the post office workers and slit their throats out in the street and let the blood run into the gutters. Yeah, maybe they would roll tanks in.
Right, yeah, but I think if you...
But until then, I mean, what?
Right, if you're not offering armed resistance, it becomes harder for them to deal with you. And I'm not saying they wouldn't take some steps to try to keep a state in the Union.
Sure.
I'm sure that they would attempt to in some way. But where do they go? I mean, they'd have to essentially gun down peaceful people.
I want to let you respond. Hang on, Demetrius. We'll bring you back for that. 800-259-9231. So if you've got a peaceful secession movement and the federal government responds with force, then all that's going to do is, I mean, obviously the peaceful secessionists might perish, but what it will do for the federal government is completely destroy, I think, any shred of legitimacy they might have left at that point. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators
that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features do include the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. That's wiki, W-I-K-I, freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is happening soon, October 10th, 11th, and 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. So we continue here. Demetrius, still on the line in New York. You'd called, you'd asked a question about secession, and I wanted to make sure you got your thoughts out. Go ahead, Demetrius.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's possible to secede.
Why?
Well, you know, during the Civil War, the president was basically willing to do anything to preserve the Union, and he was willing to give the South pretty much any deal they wanted, or he was willing to, you know, turn the South into a corpse-riddled, you know, crater.
And did.
And, yeah, he did. So, you know, I think it might be possible to get something good out of the government if, you know, there was enough pressure applied, but I don't think there is.
I don't think the people that want secession want anything from the government. I think if they want anything, it's to be left the hell alone.
Yeah.
Well, the government's not going to leave people alone. We know that much. They're not going to do that. And so, as far as secession is concerned, there's a big difference between now and then.
There's a long way to go between where we are today in New Hampshire and secession, and honestly, where any of the states are in secession. There's a long way to go.
There needs to be a paradigm shift for sure. But I mean, even if it does come about to the point where people are wanting it, the people in the federal government have to be a lot more careful with what they do. I mean, there are so many eyes and ears paying attention today that weren't able to pay attention back in the 1800s. I mean, in the 1800s, news traveled by telegraph and by horseback. I mean, whereas if they rolled tanks into New Hampshire today, hopefully it would be all over the news and CNN and Fox. I mean, it would be something the blogosphere would explode. You wouldn't be able to cover that up. So they'd really have to be, it'd be a totally different situation.
Hopefully. I mean, there is always the risk. I mean, I'm reading an article here from Portland Indie Media Center, and the author is talking about how since the end of the U.S. Civil War, from his reckoning, the only secession that the United States has really supported was the secession of Panama from Colombia, mm-hmm. which essentially the United States
engineered.
They forced it through. And the United States was actually among one of the last nations to recognize the former Soviet republics as independent states.
Yeah.
So the United States, if you listen to the rhetoric coming out of Washington these days, it sounds like the rhetoric you hear from Chinese officials and Russian officials. The U.S. government's tone on independence movements, no matter how well supported they are by the people who want to be independent, they basically don't like it. They talk a lot about territorial
integrity.
It's a threat
to the power of the state, sure.
Right. They don't talk about liberty or even democracy and self-determination. They just...
The state is all.
Right, right.
The state is the end-all be-all. Demetrius, great call. Thank you for bringing up the concerns. Because a lot of people do have those concerns, but it doesn't. I'm not scared for one. I think that the possibility of what violence the state might bring down upon us should not frighten us away from pursuing freedom. It should not at all, in one bit, stop us from pursuing liberty.
I mean, you could use the same argument about doing anything to promote liberty. I mean, you could argue that, and some people do, that if you get involved in activism trying to change the federal government, that they're going to round you up and put you into death camps. Well,
they could, yeah.
If you're going to remain silent because of that currently fairly remote possibility, you're pretty much helping to guarantee that at some point in the future it will happen.
Absolutely.
And remember the vote to secede from Quebec? Quebec, it was probably 10 years ago. Maybe it was slightly more than that, 12 mm-hmm. years ago now. Yeah, I can't see the Canadian government... If it was a vote
Canadian
to secede, that's something entirely different than, you know, things that have gone on elsewise as far as secessions go. And I'm not saying that a vote would necessarily be what happened here in New Hampshire, but it would be what works.
Yeah, I think that you'd probably see the government, you know, recognize a secession or an declaration of independence more if it had broad support from the people within that state.
And not to mention that the government is bankrupt and likely won't be able to wipe its own butt here shortly.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you can point to the Soviet Union and how that fell apart.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Stalinists and the Leninists were to let republics fly off, it's simply because they weren't able to control it anymore. Their country essentially went broke.
Maybe there will be a ripe time, a particularly good time at some
point in
the near future.
Maybe it'll be shortly after the American people have the largest bailout in history.
I think the possibility of that happening is probably a lot higher now than it was. If you had mentioned that a couple years ago, I'd say, mm-hmm. well, yeah, maybe it'll happen a long time from now. I'm starting to think that the U.S. economy is really headed for a real train wreck.
It's not looking good.
And we could see changes for the better or for the worse in terms of government and liberty in the next few years. I don't know if it's, you know, next year or tomorrow by any means, but I don't think you have to say maybe one day in 50 years a state might secede from the union. I think it's something that might become a real possibility much sooner.
Even if I lived in the freest state in the United States and that state was attempting to get more and more free all the time, I'd be happy with that. I'd just be happy with moving in the right direction.
Sure, but let's start. Let's keep the conversation going. Let's keep talking about secession on into the future in hopes that those listening to this program, perhaps for the first time, will hear this discussion and they will bring it up at the dinner table, or they'll talk about it at the water cooler at work, or they'll call their local talk stations, their local talk shows, and talk about the idea wherever they are, whether they be in New Hampshire or Vermont or Hawaii or some of the other places, Texas, where there's at least some sort of secessionist movement going on. People need to be talking about this. That way, at least the ideas can be discussed in advance of perhaps that ripe time in history wherein it might make the most sense at that moment to do something like this.
And a lot of people who are probably hearing this message or they're new to it, they're going to think that secession is a very fringe idea and that only people, you know, political extremists are the only ones who are going to support this idea.
25% of Americans, right?
I think it was something like 22%, if I remember correctly. I forget the polling organization, but it was a reputable poll.
Yeah, it was relatively recent, and I was surprised by the number myself.
I believe it was actually a Zogby Rasmussen poll.
I'm, you know, lost on it. I don't remember what it said, but it was surprisingly high.
Well, it was 22%, if I remember the exact figure correctly, something like that, of Americans supported the right of a state to peacefully leave the union if it was supported by the people in that state. And a further 18% of the respondents to that poll said that they would support such a movement in their state if there was one going on. So
I think that's a great starting point. I mean, you don't have having 18 to 20% on your side from the get-go. I mean, 20%, that's enough to win an election, right?
Yep.
I mean, as far as the actual people that vote in any given election, there's only 50% of Americans.
So
registered.
What were the other numbers, though? Were there any other numbers listed? I mean,
there were some unsure.
How many does were there? I don't know. And how many
secession.
Were, kill them all, they're treasonous bastards. That's what I'd like to know.
You have to remember, it was there weren't many undecideds from what I recall. Most people, you know, a large majority still opposed the right of a state to peacefully secede. Does that mean that they would actually want, if it push came, I mean, that's kind of a broad question. Do you support a state's right to secede or not? Well, you might say, no, I don't.
But I'm not willing to kill anyone.
But, yeah, are you willing to just start rounding people up because of it and forcing people against their will to stay in the union? I think if push came to shove, you'd see many more people would not want to use force against the state to keep it in the union. So, you know, it's not as much of a fringe idea as people might think. And I think many Americans are starting to wake up to the idea that voting on the at least on the federal level, it's not changing anything. No matter which party you elect, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they're not listening to you, and they're not affecting any kind of positive change.
Go to republicofnh.org.
It's kind of an outdated website. I don't know if that's a good
wide open
to go.
There. I mean, it's still up.
The guy that made the site moved to California.
He's keeping it up.
Oh, that's good. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. We'll sneak in here if you dial 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that is, again, 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your call. Sergeant Pitstop is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Sergeant. What's on your mind tonight?
I got a story.
All right.
And I got to tell you, Ian, I'm not afraid either.
That's
I'm
good.
Not afraid of Big Brother bringing the hammer down on me.
I'm glad. So what's your story, Sergeant?
It's about a time where I got pulled over by the cops.
Okay.
He found some marijuana on me.
Really?
And I told him, you know what, man? I don't see any reason why this has to be illegal.
I'm with you.
So I don't think it's going to be illegal today.
These
and
aren't
I'm just
the droids
keep
you're
on
looking
my
for.
Day.
Sorry? Say again?
And I'm just going to keep going with my day, if that's all right with you, sir.
Okay, and you were pulled over at this point?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But and? Then he got a little bit excited.
They don't like that very much. They don't like it when you tell them what's going to happen.
So then I said, well, hey, how am I supposed to know you're even a cop?
It's a good
or
question.
How am I supposed to know that you're even real and that I'm even awake right now? I don't accept your reality dominating on me at all.
How'd that work out for you?
I went to jail.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's unfortunate. But it was a good story, and I thank you, Sergeant, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. If you're willing, if you're going to be ready to buck the system, whether you're telling the truth or not, but if you're going to be willing to buck the system, you're going to be willing to spend some time in a jail cell. That's what the anti-terrorist says in his videos, which I actually just put on the cable system here today in Keene. This guy wearing, have you seen the anti-terrorist yet, Nick?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's great. He, you can see his YouTube channel. It's I think it's the anti-terrorist, but he's completely anonymous. He changes his voice, and it's just this guy, this British guy in a black balaclava talking straight into a video camera wearing sunglasses inside. So you can't identify anything about this dude except for the fact that he's relatively large. Just because of the size of him, of his head and his shoulders, essentially. But the guy's brilliant, and he's got a lot of interesting things to say. Not everything I agree with, but he actually is aware of Free Talk Live. I emailed him. He said he was driving across Europe. He happened to be listening to the Market for Liberty at that point in time as he was driving across Europe. So definitely a useful YouTube channel for people to take a look at, the anti-terrorist. All right, so, hey, I wanted to share an email, and I guess it's not really an email, it's a blog post, since we normally talk about the AMP program around this time at night, the Advertise, Market, and Promote program, which you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. There's actually a blog post that popped up on my radar. I have this search going over a Technorati, which is kind of this website that catalogs all of the blogs on the internet, and so whenever somebody mentions Free Talk Live in one of their blog posts, I usually find out about it, and that's how I came across this. Regular readers, this is from philosophy.com. Regular readers have no doubt seen me mention Free Talk Live on more than one occasion here at Philosophy. They're the only nationally syndicated, liberty-oriented talk radio show in the world and the only podcast I listen to, period. The AMP program is their innovative subscription service that's 100% voluntary. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and all of the funds donated each month are dedicated exclusively to spreading the show wider and farther, both online and off. Since Free Talk Live supplies the show, their website, their forums, their archives, and many other features 100% free of charge to anyone who's interested in the message of freedom and liberty, the AMP program is the way that we listeners have to give back and help spread the show. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about a year now and been planning on amping the show for about 6 months, but just never got around to it until today. I'm going to share why I chose today to finally take the plunge, but first want to list all of the reasons that didn't motivate me to amp the show. It's kind of an interesting look into the motivations and the rationale for one man and why he chose to give us three bucks a month. Actually, I don't know if he chose three, but that's the minimum. That's what we ask for. So these are the reasons that these were not persuasive to him. These were not the reasons he joined AMP. It wasn't for the AMP perks. Although the AMP-only chat room, the forum, and phone lines are cool, I simply don't see myself using them at this point in time. It wasn't the fact that my daughter, Z, started pestering me about whether or not I was an amplifier and getting a sour, doubtful look when I said that I wasn't. After all, I love this. People's kids are guilt-tripping them for us.
I can't imagine that didn't have any effect.
After all, this did seem a bit contradictory to my vote with your dollar moral lessons I've been trying to teach her. It wasn't the recent announcement that they're going to launch the first 24/7 Free Talk Live global satellite to spread the show. Well, we're not launching a satellite. We're going to get a channel on a satellite. Launching a satellite's a little out of our budget.
T-minus 1 minute and counting.
And he says, so that'll spread the show even where the internet doesn't reach. It wasn't that I agree with everything they say. I'm not even close, falling somewhere between Mark and Ian on the political spectrum. It wasn't even a single...
How can you get between us?
I don't know.
Boy, it's a hair's breadth difference, really.
It wasn't even a single issue that they brought up. There have been many, many issues. I've been right there with them 100%, and I can't think of a single thing where I disagreed more than 10 or 20%. It certainly wasn't the extended AMP ads that they fill their semi-regular podcast-only extended shows with. So why did I choose to AMP today? Well, today is the day after my monthly payday, so having a mere $5 per month taken out of my bank account the day after payday will hardly even be noticed. Number two, I just listened to the August 29th podcast from 2008. About three quarters of the way through the show, Mark, Ian, and Julia suddenly got into a verbal brawl over Ian's freedom uber Alice stance. Not only is this kind of frank and genuine discussion a genuine rarity in modern media, it was where you and Julia and I were kind of, it was me, basically me versus you and Julia.
I don't think it's ever happened on the air. Like you being teamed up on never happens.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. And so he liked that. He says, in fact, it's a genuine rarity in modern media, and I completely understand both sides of the issue. In fact, over the years, I frequently fought Ian's side of the argument. Giving in to the government at any point is the path to failure. But since ZA came back into my life, I completely understand Mark and Julia's stance as well. As an individual, some things are more important than liberty for all. So if you're already listening to Free Talk Live, then you should be an amplifier as well. If you're not already a listener, then take some time and give them a shot. If they aren't on a local radio station to you, then there are numerous online listening options. From a live stream to podcasts, you can even download a full month of archives directly from their homepage. I've said it before, and I'll surely say it again. If you're really serious about achieving liberty in our lifetime, sign up for the Free State Project. I'm presuming he's already done that part. And start planning to move to New Hampshire, where thousands of freedom lovers are gathering to use the strength of numbers to fight the next American Revolution. Whether you're ready to take that step or not, start listening to Free Talk Live today. You'll gain a greater understanding of what freedom really means, ammunition to defend your positions, and spread the message of freedom, the feeling of camaraderie that comes from knowing others are out there and believe the same way that you do, and some great and entertaining talk radio as well. I just thought it was just an overall fantastic blog post and interesting to hear inside.
You really can't beat that kind of compliment. I have to agree across the board with everything he says, of course. I hope that it's an entertaining radio show. Certainly the evidence out there is that it is. And, in the same way that the vast majority of Americans don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, I don't care. I just need to fill a niche.
So one of the things we're going to do for you here, we don't normally do this on the radio waves, but it's the end of the show, so it seems like an appropriate time to do this. We've got a giveaway.
Yeah.
And it's a book.
If you've
been listening, we're going to do them both right now. I thought we were going to do just one. Let's do just one because we can only talk about one here in the next minute and a half.
Right.
Whatever. We've got five of these to give away. If you've been listening to the show live or on the radio, you've heard the advertisements. You've heard them talking about the Encore Effect.
Right.
And
if you're listening to the live stream or you're listening to the radio show, you'll be hearing about the Encore Effect. It's by Mark Sanborn. It's on the cover. It says, "How to Achieve Remarkable performance in anything you do." I haven't read through it myself, but it's sitting on my bookshelf. I'm looking to do it. And if you'd like to get the Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn,
you can email Mark at mark@freetalklive.com. You're handling the kind of the mechanics of the contest.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna need the address to which to mail.
First come, first serve. The first five people that want this book free, the publisher will send it straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just email Mark at mark@freetalklive.com. Tell him you want the Encore Effect.
Right, with your mailing address.
Yeah, with your mailing address. And you'll get a copy of it, so you'll save yourself, it says $15.95 here on the back of the book. So
there you go.
Free book from Free Talk Live. Mail Mark at mark@freetalklive.com. Be one of the first five people to win. Should we restrict people? Because normally when radio stations give away free stuff, they make it so you can't win something more than once every 30 days, Mark. Should we do something like it? Because we're going to give away another book here probably within the next week or so. How should we handle that? What do you think?
If people want
free for
them
all,
both, I
first
don't,
come, first come, reserve.
Doesn't really bother me. Yeah, you know what? And in this case, with this advertiser, I don't want to do that. So it has to be, it'd have to be separate people. Yeah, if you can only get this one, we got another one coming up.
All right, well, then we should probably tell them what the other one's called. The other one's called Saving the World at Work. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But if you want to learn how you can achieve remarkable performance in everything you do and you want to learn it free, you can get a copy of The Encore Effect by emailing Mark. First come, first serve, mark@freetalklive.com. So those of you listening live, obviously you have the best shot at this. But still, podcast, it may not be too late. Give them a shot, shoot the email out, see if you win. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.